With all the restaurants in Park City and Summit County, there would never be a shortage of feedstocks, which is what Park City compost owner Colin Beach calls the materials added to his green waste composting operation. He has five customers who use his service. He picks up their commercial kitchen waste weekly. He tries to be cost neutral when setting his fees, so his customers pay no more than if they were dumping at the landfill. Since starting his business 4 years ago, they've prevented 5,000 pounds of green waste from going in the county solid waste pit.
The social benefits of keeping this material out of the landfill, they obviously were saving space in the landfill, but then the biggest thing is really cuts down on the global warming impact of organic material going to the landfill. Organic material, when it goes to the landfill, decomposes and releases a lot of methane, which is 20 to 30 times more harmful than carbon dioxide from a greenhouse gas perspective.
The yard waste and food scraps are mixed together at his facility in Browns Canyon.
And it all gets mixed with a certain formula and then piled up in big, long windrows that are about 16 feet wide and 8 to 10 feet tall. It's just a big, long pile of material. And the entire process takes about 8 weeks for the material to turn into finished compost, and it gets turned a couple times. We go in with a front-end loader, flip the material over. It mixes nitrogen and carbon are more readily available to each other to speed up the composting process, and it also increases airflow throughout the windrow, which speeds up the composting process as well.
Summit County Superintendent Tim Loveday wants to someday include green waste in his solid waste management operation, but it's not economically viable yet.
The county has been looking at both food waste and yard waste, green waste, as part of our solid waste management plan update that we're currently working on. It's something that we would really like to have been able to expand and do more with, because it does occupy a fairly significant amount of our landfill waste stream. However, due to land constraints and other priorities, it's been placed basically on a back burner right now. It's not that we won't do it in the future, but we just have higher priorities right now with the resources.
Loveday is familiar with the Park City compost operation.
He's doing a very good job with what he has to work with out there. It's a situation where in composting, you can be small and be cost-effective, and you can be large and be cost-effective. But he's right there at the top of being small. And to transition to that next level and be large, you're talking about a considerable amount of financial input to be able to make that happen, to the tune of, we're not talking tens of thousands, but more in the course of $600,000 to $800,000 to take that next step.
Beach says the entire breakdown process lasts about 8 weeks, regardless of the season. He says a truckload of fresh kitchen scraps can be pretty odoriferous, but they have no odor problems once it's worked into the windrow.
So we prepare ahead of time, and we have a bed of material laid out that the incoming feedstocks can be dumped directly on top of and then mixed in. So the odor disappears very quickly. Then there's just kind of a really nice earthy smell to the compost as it's composting.
They sell a couple of different compost products by the dump load out of their facility in Browns Canyon. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.